Vayter in Shasvira and Bava Kamma, Daf Yud Gimel, pick it up. Four lines down, first one in line, Gufa. We left off, we were discussing the idea that if animals mazik, another one, which is something which is going to be chayiv mi'ila, then the person is not going to be chayiv, because that has to be sure re'ehu. But that implies that if it would be something which, even if it's kachim, as long as it's not going to be chayiv in Me'ila, then they would be chayiv, and that would be kachim kalim, because according to Yosef Glili, he says kachim kalim is mamon bailim. It's called shoreu. Let's see what let's jump into this a little more. Gufa. Mala mal ba'ashem. A person goes and they lie by saying that they owe something to somebody, and they are mal ba'ashem, and they swore falsely on that. That lashon umala mal ba'ashem, the rabbis kachim kalim shem amonu, is coming to include kachim kalim. It's included in that. In that thing, in that principle, because it's considered mamon bailim. Divrei Rabbi Yosei Glili. Ben Azayami says the rabbi says a shlamim is coming to include shlamim. Don't think it means all types of kachim kalim, only shlamim. Abbi Yosei ben Dustai Omer, Lomer ben Azay ela bechor bilvad. Ben Azay is only saying in reference to bechor. Wow, quite limited that din over here. So now, Omer Mar. And as I'm Rabbi, so Shlomim is coming to Rabbi Shlomim. So if it's including Shlomim, Lemu'ute Mai, then what kind of Kachem Kalim is it coming to exclude? Ilem Lemu'ute Bechor, when it's coming to Mamait Bechor, that a Bechor is not going to be considered Mamam Bailim, Hashto Mashlomim, Shetunin Smicha, Unisachim, Utunufas Chazav Ashok. We know that when a person brings a Shlomim, that he has to do Smicha, which means leaning on the animal, Nisachim, different libations that are brought. Liquids, and it has to do tenufa, which is waving the chaz and the shok, the different parts of the animal. Amart mamon bailim, we said that's considered mamon bailim. Bechor mi boy, then of course bechor is going to have to be that because it doesn't need any of those things, and then definitely that means it's more likely to say that it's considered mamon bailim. Actually, it's about bechor, bechutz laretz kama. We're talking about bechor and bechutz laretz. They came in the lav la krova koi since I brought it as a carbon. Lo zachu le mishulchan gavoa. It's not considered coming from Gavoa, and therefore it could be considered Mama Bailam. So why would that be excluded? Elam Rabbi Yochanan Mute Meiser. It's not coming to exclude Bechor. Rather, Benazi means to exclude Meiser, meaning Meiser Behema. Even though Meiser Behema is Kachem Kalim, it's not considered Mamon Bailam. And therefore wouldn't be included in the whole Umal Mal Ba Hashem. Meiser Behema, we know, is that you take the tenth of every animal, think of the flock, you think the tenth, you count that 10, and the 10th will be Meiser Behema. Kedetayim, what's in the Brisa? Bechor Nemar Lo Sifta. In reference to a Bechor, it says, Lo Sifta, do not redeem a Bechor. Rashi says, Bechor Tam Nemar, Ach Bechor Shor. If you have it's there's no mum on it. Lo tifta pidyon hu the less late the lepik mekudushas bechor limkor beitlas velisko belitra. You're not allowed to go ahead and start selling it. Aval nimkar hu chai. Sorry, you're not allowed to redeem it. Doesn't leave the kedusha bechor, but to sell it when it's alive. Velokeach yochlena bekedusha. So, but if a person were to go ahead and sell it and then he would eat it and it's kedusha, then that could be done. So chodem lo tifta v'lim kar tam chai ubal mum chai v'shachot, and a bal mum chai, that's if it has about, if it's a bal mum, then it's alive or after it's shechted. But ma'aser nemar by ma'aser behemah, it says lo yigael, it's not able to be redeemed. Ve'enu nimkar lo chai v'lo shachot, this can't be sold alive or shechted. Lo tam lo bal mum. In any of these cases, so the fact that ma'aser behemah is not able to be sold, we see that it's not considered mamon bailim, and that's what he's coming to exclude by saying shlomim. Now bechor is coming to exclude shlomim. Rashi says, where do we learn that it's not able to be sold? The fact that Ma'aser Behemah can't be sold, we learn that from Gezeira Shava, from something which is Cherim. And it was something that's considered Cherim by the owner, and uses the same Lashon of Lo Yigael, and therefore just like Cherim can't be sold, so too Ma'aser Behemah can't be sold either. Ravina Masi La Seifa. Ravina said that statement of Yochanan. He taught it on the Seifa. What's that you ask? Let's see. Abba Yossi ben Dustai Omer, lo Omer ben Azay, elu b'vachor b'vad. He's only talking about a b'chor That's it. Lamute mai. What's it coming to exclude? Ilim lamute shlamim. This is coming to mai shlamim. Hashtu ma b'chor shekodesh b'rechem u'mamonu. If you have b'chor, which is kadosh from the rechem, and it's considered mamon shlamim b'ayi, then obviously, because not someone who's kadosh mi rechem, then it's going to be mamon b'ayim. Amar b'yochan lamute mai. It's coming to lamute mai b'heimek at the time of the b'risa b'chor. Namar lo sifta v'nimkar b'atam chai u'bal. Mum chai v'shachot, but ma'isa nemar lo yigal. But ma'isa says you're not the redeemer. Veinu nimkar lo chai v'lo shachot, lo tam v'lo bal mum. So from the fact that ma'isa behima is not able to be sold, we see it's not considered mamun bailim. Just to keep us on the map here, what exactly are we talking about? Being mamayit, not being mamayit. It's talking about when it says in the pasuk, "Ma'ala mal ba'ashem." If a person does an aveidi, and he goes and he's mal ba'ashem, meaning he lies to his friend, saying that he didn't really owe him anything. That there's certain things that has to be brought, certain carbonos, certain things that have to happen over there. That in such a case, right, the full pasuk is nafesh ki sechet ha'mal mal b'ashem b'chichesh b'mimiso b'pikadom b'bistumas yad abagaza oshakas miso. Then there's ramifications. It doesn't apply. That's where. When does that apply? When doesn't apply? That is exactly what we're talking about. In fact, the gemara, but ha b'chor bilvad kamar. I don't understand you. Abba Yosef Yisroel said the benazai. Only said it in reference to Bechor, and that's it. So how are you saying that he's including also Shlamim? Sorry, Kasha. Okay, good question. Rava Amar. He's going to explain our issue a little bit differently, that we had said that it's only Kachim Kachim, that he's not going to be included in the damage of the Mazik's Mazik, the Kachim Kachim, the Kachim Kachim, then it's then he's not going to be Chayef. But Kachim Kalim, yes. Rava Amar, my nechassim she'ein behem me'ila. What does that mean, nechassim don't have me'ila? Nechassim she'ein behem din me'ila. It's talking about things that don't have the din of me'ila, that meaning things that don't have any kedusha. My nihu dehedyot means not even kachim kalim. Kachim kachim and kachim kalim are not going to be involved in the din of nezakin. But listen to the hedyot and just say straight up, the hedyot. Why doesn't it say that? Why doesn't it just say things that don't have connected to me'ila? Just say hedyot. So it's more kasha. Good question. Amar Rebbe Abba. Shlomim she'ezikah. Let's say shlomim, that is a tam, goes in and is mazik. Gove mibsaram. Until now, we're talking about kachim kalim that got damaged. Now we're going to talk about if it itself comes to damage. So you have a shlomim she'eziku, gove mibsaram. And the one that got damaged is able to get half chetzi nezek from the meat of the ox, meaning that's the part that's eaten by the person. Rashi says chetzi nisko mipsaro de nisko shor tam mishtalim migufo. It pays for the body. If you ain't a govim me'imureim, but you can't go and collect from the imurim. That's the fats that are brought on the. Mizbeach. Says where pshita imurim legavos halki. Of course, you can't get it from that shlamim. Only the part that's eaten by the owner can you do that from? Because then it's considered like mamon bailim. But the other stuff is mamon gavoa. Therefore, you're not able to get from it. So what's obviously? Lo tzricha legova mibsaran keneged emurim. Lamashal. Let's say the example of this would be. Rashi explains, "Hod gatani eino gova meimurin hakamash malan de in gova mibisaro keneged imurin." Kigon. For example, let's say you have a shlamim ox that's worth 200 zuz. 150 zuz of it is meat, is a fleisch, and 50 is a imurin, is the stuff that's going to be brought on as a carbon. And it goes ahead and it gores another ox that's worth 200 zuz. And now it's dunskis. The Nizak, the one that got damaged, he can collect only half of the meat, which means the meat is 150. So right in there was 50 of the Amurims. He can only get half of that, which is 75 zuz. Even though this is less than the 100 zuz that he should have got for Chatzin Nezik for him, his animals, he's not able to get the extra 25 zuz that's keneged half of the Amurim, from the leftover meat over there. And that's what he means to say over here. So he says, Pshita Murim Likavoa Salki. So he says, no, it means to get the opposite it. Alibi Daman, according to who does this go like? Ealibi Darabanan, Pshita, if he's going according to Rabanan, that's Pasha. Ta Amri, Ki Lekal Ishtalume Mehai, Lom Ishtalume Mehai. Rashi brings that there's a Machlokis Rabanan and Rabbi Nasan in Perik Shor, Shanagachis Apara, and Daf Nun Gimel, but Gabe Shor, if a Shor comes in, Dachaf Eschavera, Labor, and pushed into a bar. And we said we're talking about Betam, Bala Shomishalim, Revia, Ubalabor potter. He has to pay. And the balabor is potter mepri shazehi pilo. He just pushed him into it. He fell into it. Muad balabor mishalim. Chatzi balabor potter. Balabor. Balashor mishalim chatzi balabor potter. If let's say the balashor is not able to pay, you don't go and take from the balabor. If alfabisha bo nimsa, that's given what's found there. Pshita de inugova mi psaran connected to Miriam. So obviously you're not going to get with the part that you're not able to go and connect with from the Miriam, which is Mama Gavoa. Says Gemara, Eli b'der Rabbanu Pshita. Ha'amri ki leka lishtalumi, because the chacham of the opinion Rabbanu say, wherever it's impossible for the nizak to get from the mazik, he doesn't get from the other party as well. So therefore, obviously, you're not able to get from the stuff you can't take from the stuff that's brought as the carbon. Via libid Rav Nasan, and if this is saying in the world of Rav Nasan, it's really true. Ha amar ki lekla shalumi mehai mishtale mehai. That's Rav Nasan's opinion over there. If you're not able to get from the Bala Ashur, then you can get from the Bala Bor. So then, Ha Amar so he should be able to get from the meat that's opposite the stuff that was brought as the Mureim. So Ibais Ema Rabbi Nasan, Ibais Ema Rabbanan. You could actually say this halacha goes like either one. Ibais Ema Rabbanan Hani Mili Betray Gufe. You said if it's going according to Rabbanan, then it's going to be obvious. So why would you need to say it? The answer is no, because Ibais Ema Rabbanan Hani Mili Betray Gufe. If not for his din, you would think that this halacha, but the chamim, you can't get from the second one, is only if there's two different things going on here, a shor and a bor, two different parties involved. But over here, it's not like that. He could say to him, give me from wherever it is. And therefore, Rabbi Abba is coming and say, nope, even with one guf, the things that you're not connected to, you can't be connected to. He might say, Rabbi Nasan, he could say to Rabbi Nasan, only there can he speak to him, from the Balashur the Balbor, and say, Ana Torah bebirach ashkachte. It was in your pit that I found my axe that was dead, and therefore you be chayv. My delesle, lashtalumim mehaych mishtalumim menach, and therefore, if I can't get from the other one, from the ox, I'm going to come take from you. Beep, turn the page. That was weak. Beep, turn the page. You give him a base. Avalacha. But here in the case of Shlomo, mi matzi amar, basar azik in my room, lo azik. You're able to say that it's the meat that damaged it, but the Imurim didn't do it. Therefore, meaning, can he go and say that, oh yeah, the nezek, it happened to from the meat and not from the Imurim? Can't say such a thing. Therefore, the part of the chetzi nezek that's not able to be taken from the stuff being brought on the mizbeach is not able to be taken from the fleish. Amar Rava, Rava says, toda sheizika. Let's say you have a carbon toda. You got to bring a thank you Hashem carbon. And it goes ahead, and it goes and it damages. Gova mipsara, the one who got damaged, can take from the basar, from the fleish of it. You can't take from the lechem. We know that every carbon toda comes as 40 lechemim. Lechem, pshita. What do you say? He's not able to get from the bread. Obviously, the bread didn't do anything. No, seifa itzuchalim. We need it for the seifa. Nizak ochel basar meschaper maybe lechem. The one whose nizak got damaged eats the meat, and the one being in the kapara, and the one in the kapara brings the bread. So after the, what do you mean he eats the meat? After you bring the Imurim on the Mizbeach, it goes to eat the meat. Obviously, who else is going to bring the bread? Obviously, the one who's getting the kapara. No ma'u de tema. Kivin de lechem hechsher de zevachu, since the bread is machshir, the carbon to be eaten, which means if you didn't have the bread, then the toda isn't able to be, you can't fulfill what you need to do. So therefore, so he's got to bring another one. Le malay. So let the mazik say to the nizak, at achalt basav ana aisi lechem. You're going to eat the meat. I'm going to bring the bread. If you got the meat, you bring the bread. Kamash malan the lechem chiyuv the baylamu. Kamash malan the lechem is the chiyuv of the owner, and only he brings it. Next part of the mission we said, the one has to pay for nizakin only if nechasim shehin shel b'nei bris. Only if it's b'nei bris. Lamute mai. What does that mean? What's not b'nei bris? If you want to say it's coming to my mind, and saying that someone's going to be potter if his animal goes in and destroys it and kills an animal of a, or damages an animal of a guy.
We already said it. Al-Katani, look, come on. We're going to say it explicitly. In Lamazan Mabez. Shor shal yisol shal agu shor shal v'kul chav and patas. And patas. Why would you say it twice? Tana v'hadar mefaris. Says Gemara. No, we say it twice. We say it mishto v'yir generally. And then we go into the details. Next. The chasam and hamiyuchadim. Nizakin only applies to miyuchadim. Says the Gemara. So we saw in the, that's what we saw in the Mishnah. Lamute mai. What exactly does that mean? That it's miyuchad. Amar of Yehuda, Lamaute, Zeo Mishachal Hizik, Zeo Mishachal Hizik. It's coming to exclude if you have a case that you're not exactly sure which animal actually came along and damaged. So someone's saying, A's did it, someone says B's did it, and therefore, but each one is saying, so you have the owner who owns Shore A says to Shore B, no, it's yours that did it, and says the opposite, it's yours that did it. In that case, sorry, man, you're stuck. You can't get from anywhere in such a case. Rashi says, "Sheini odeh shor shel miyuzik hiziko sheyu imo shvarim shel anot shemharav." The many people miyuchadim and masis and hachimashma sheyu kol nechassim sheyzikim miyuchadim laadam echad. It's miyuchad to one person. Sheyim himself. There's no doubt about it. Ha tani lekaman. But we know we have a mishnah that says later on that ha yushnayim rode from acher echad. We have two ox that are belonging to different people are going after one ox belonging to somebody else, and the injures zom shachal yizik v'zom shachal yizik shneim p'turim. So why the kemi? That's what it means here. It says, well, no, tani v'hadim mefarish. It says over here in general, and then it goes into the specifics later on. So we said a second ago. But masni santan. Another way of understanding this idea of the chasam yuchadim. We learned in the brayso prat l'nix hefker. It's excluding his gehefker. Hey, Chidami, what do you mean? Elim et denach tour di don latour de hefker. You're saying our shore goes and gores a shore that's hefker. Man tovali, who's going to be claiming the money? Like, it's a hefker. El denach tour de hefker latour di don. Rather, when I say that it's a hefker one that comes and hits ours. But lazo valese. So go ahead and take the ox. No one's going to stop you. It's hefker. So it says, why not? Because b'shekadam b'zachabu acher, there's talking about a case where another person, before it damaged, you have the hefker when goes and damages his thing, so he wants to go take it, but someone else jumps in the middle and goes and takes it from hefker. After it was hizik, and he goes and he grabs it, you can't get it from him. Ravina, my Ravina says, and what does it mean? Chas miyuchadim lemuti nagach v'achikach hikdish. Talking about the case, excluding a case of you have an ox that comes in gores, and then the owner goes and he's makdish it. Nagach v'achikach hifker, or he's mafker it after the fact. Rashi explains that lemuti nagach hikdish, the hachimashim shiu miyuchadim laadam echad laolam mishas tichicha shas hamadz bedin, which means that if a person's animal goes in gores and then he's makdish it, that's why you can't get it anymore. Tani Namiyachri Vibrais always backs that up also, that dealing with the case if you have an ox that goes and kills a person, that it has to be killed. Yasa Kenam Rabbi Huda, he says, Afilu Nagvachach Hikdash, even if it gores and then it was Makdashit, Nagvachach Hifker, Potter, then the animal is going to be off the hook. Shenemar, it means you don't kill it. Shenemar, Vahuad Biba Allah Vahimasish, and its owners had been warned and it killed a man. Achate Misa Vahamad Abedin Shavin Kechad, until the Misa and the Mother Abedin are at the same time. That's just Bebal Echad with only one owner. And that backs up Ravina's understanding. We hear that the owner who's Maktish or says it's Hefker afterwards is going to be Pater for having to pay. Ugamar Din Loba Inan.
You only said from the time it's brought to court, but by Gemar Din, it's enough to be owned at the time of the Gemar Din, at the time when it's totally finished and they say what the punishment is. Ha Shor Yisakel Begemar Din Hudirsev. When it says the ox will be stoned, comes up when it's written in reference to the verdict. So if the animal isn't owned at that time, it shouldn't be any either. Why isn't that included? Ela ema achte misava moda bedin ugmar din shavin keachad. You need to have all three of them whether it's owned by the person. If not, then it's going to be off the hook. Now, the next part of Mishnah said, chutz mirshus miyuchedes lamazik. Let's say you have this cow. My cow goes and damages another animal. It's going to be that I'm chayiv unless it's in a place which is only for it, meaning in the damaging cow's home. So the Gemara, Damar Le, because I could say to you that your animal, like, Torach b'shusi, my boy, what was your animal doing in my field? And something happened to it, and now it's problem, or your problem. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here.
I want to show y'all a great day.